This show is now live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And coming up on the show, I'll be talking with singer-songwriter Jeffrey Folkholt. Originally from a small town in Wisconsin, he is coming to a small town in Illinois called Fairmount. Sleepy Creek Vineyards there will be hosting him, as well as Andy Friedman, and a show Friday night that starts at 8 o'clock, and we'll be hearing from Jeffrey and his music coming up later. First, however, the University of Illinois Varsity Men's Glee Club is giving its 125th anniversary concert this Saturday evening at the Krannert Center in Urbana. That is a landmark for any kind of organization. And Director Barrington Coleman is with us. We also have one of the members of the chorus to join us on this part of our show. And I hope you will join us by participating in this spring pledge period. This is the last day for the drive, the last day that I'll be coming to you and asking for your support of this program. I hope that you will oblige. The phone number where you can call and make your pledge is 217-244-0025. Or you can go online and contribute there at willpledge.org.
By thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois. By thy
The University of Illinois Varsity Men's Glee Club here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We'll be hearing from their director and one of their singers, current singers. And I say current because there are going to be a whole bunch of alumni showing up for their 125th anniversary concert Saturday night at the Krannert Center. Before we get to our conversation, let me remind you that it is our spring pledge period. And if you appreciate learning about things like this particular concert, learning about people like Jeffrey Foucault, the singer-songwriter I'll be talking with later, who I'm willing to bet most of our listeners haven't heard of before, then please consider making a contribution to support this program and ensure that it stays with us and with you for the coming fiscal year. The phone number is 217-244-0025, and the web pledge page is willpledge.org. In the studio with me right now is Heather Miller, who was also here yesterday and was participated in our triumphant three calls during the hour. I think we can do much better than that on this final pledge day. It's always important that we up the ante on the final day. That's inevitably what does happen. But I think we want to make a special pitch to people who maybe haven't pledged since about a year ago.
Absolutely, Kevin. 244-0025 is the number to call. And Kevin's right. Where else can you turn on your radio dial and you can have dancing flutes followed by 125-year tradition of men's chorus here at the University of Illinois? The diversity of programming is amazing. The music is spectacular. And it all comes to you through WILL because you, the listener, support this. And if you made your pledge last spring, like so many of you did, we're encouraging you today to make that call and support this station that brings you live and local. It's a program near and dear to my heart, and I know it has a huge fan base, and we're just looking for five of you on our final day to make a pledge. 244-0025 or pledge online at willpledge.org.
And just to clarify, the dancing flute was on yesterday's show,
yes,
which was the one that Heather participated in. Just in case you were just turning in and you missed yesterday's show and didn't know what the heck Heather was talking about.
A fabulous performance is what I'm talking about, and that happens every day on this show. It is fantastic. The depth of musical performance and performing arts in our community is amazing. People go years and don't have an opportunity like we do day in, day out, week in, week out here in Central Illinois. And we should really celebrate that. And you should support it with your pledge as well. 217-244-0025 is the number to call. Please join us.
Thank you, Heather. And welcome to Barrington Coleman and Ian Posdahl, who is a member of the University of Illinois Varsity Men's Glee Club. Barrington is the director since...
Since 1996.
Really?
That's going back.
I had no idea. You know, I think that I remember, well, I know what I remember. I'm not sure that I remember accurately when it took place, but mm-hmm. I thought it was not long after you became the director. And you guys, and I do in this case mean guys, because the Men's Glee Club is guys, of course.
Yes.
We're performing on the inaugural concert in the WILL television studio.
That is correct.
And I think I was an MC for that thing.
Yes.
Well, so it can have been, it had to have been at least a few years because mm-hmm. I started to work here. You said you got here in 96?
That's correct. Yep.
I started work at WILL in 1996.
It was a banner year.
Apparently so.
Kevin, we're celebrating double anniversary.
No, we're talking about the 125th year, which is much bigger and longer and older than either you or I.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I should say so. In any event, I remember that you helped to inaugurate our TV studio,
yes,
you and the Glee Club, and that was a real treat. Mm-hmm. But the whole club got started under a very different name and has had at least a couple of different names. Mm-hmm. Since the beginning, way back in 1886, how much do you know of the history?
Well, I've been learning much, not only now since we're celebrating this 125th year commemoration, but also throughout my years of affiliation, getting to know these members from classic years and classic directors. Of course, my predecessor, Dr. William Olson, who had served here for about 28 years, the longest running director of the club. And then, of course, I had the privilege of following him. But prior to his coming in, and also during that time, we had visits from Harold Decker and many others illustrious conductors and composers. And it's been wonderful to learn about the history and the traditions and what has made this group so prominent because of its members. Of course, the core part of our membership has been non-music in terms of their vocations. Most of them have worked in just about every aspect of academia and the private sector, but the thing that unites us literally is the music. So in my years of directorship, it's been fascinating to find out where these men and their families have come from and where they've come through. It's been an interesting journey, just fascinating.
Well, and for this special concert on Saturday, you're going to be having back quite a number of alumni. I understand it's an alumni weekend. Is there such a thing every year, or is this special for this occasion?
This one is very special, obviously because of the date. We have had and continue to work with an alumni association within Varsity Men's Glee Club, and it's chaired by Bruce Johnson, who has been associated with the group for many years. He's from the class of 1970. Also, he was one of the founders of the Other Guys, which is the integral octet of VMGC, a student-run organization. So over the years, with Bruce and beyond, the group has always had a voice of communication among them so that they can find out about new traditions, new goals, because we have philanthropic activities as well as the musical. This one is very unique because we have so many who have been out of touch. So we've really reached out through the help of Ian, our current president, Bruce, and many other officers to go back and get the core of these men who have been at the foundation, at the core of the group for many years, and get them re-engaged, re-involved.
You mentioned tradition and new traditions. The mm-hmm. song that we opened with, of course, is as traditional as it can be.
Yes.
For the Varsity Men's Glee Club, which is the, what is it technically called?
The Illinois State Song.
It is the Illinois State Song.
That is correct.
And so that, I am guessing, has been in the Glee Club's repertoire probably since the very beginning.
Since its inception, yeah.
And what are some of the newer traditions that maybe you have introduced?
Well, during my term with the group, it's been fun to find out about the background of new generations that have come in to VMGC. And that meaning a group that cannot necessarily relate to the music that I grew up with in Motown and before that. So what I've tried to do is to find out some of the things that they are inspired by, as well as introduce them to other traditions that are currently being written. One of the fun things I've had an opportunity to discover over the years is how many inspired composers and arrangers we have within our group. We've done a lot of pieces that are associated well with the ranks of the members, including the Illinois State Song that the listeners heard earlier was sung, the solo, introduced by Bill Prokopo, who was a composition student here, only graduated about 3 or 4 years ago, and now he's leading his own contemporary popular alternative band. So we've had all sorts of things introduced to the group along those lines, jazz, experimental music. I've arranged some pieces on my own on the line of spirituals, but within jazz context. In this concert that will come up, we'll do some other pieces that are international works. One is an Indian raga, another piece entitled Direton, on Morten Lauritsen, a wonderful classical composer, French romantic repertoire. So there's something for everyone, not only for the audience, but it's educational for the men.
Well, of course. I mean, it is, after all, an academic institution.
Absolutely.
Got to be a little teaching going on. Now, having talked about new and old traditions and so on, I'm not sure what we've got queued up next. Where does that fall in the continuum?
Well, let's see. This next one is perhaps a favorite of many male chorus groups, but it's been at perhaps at the foundation of our organization for a long time. It's Viva l'Amour. Arranged by Robert Shaw and Alice Parker. And I think it speaks for itself.
Let every good fellow now join in a song. Vive la compagnie! Success to each other and pass it along.
Vive la compagnie! Vive la, vive la, vive l'amour! Vive la, vive la, vive l'amour! Vive l'amour, vive l'amour! Vive la compagnie! Come on, you good fellows, and join in with me. Vive la compagnie! And raise up your voices and close up your knee. Vive la compagnie! Vive la, vive l'amour, vive la, vive la, vive l'amour, vive l'amour, vive l'amour, vive la compagnie. Should time or occasion compel us to part, vive la compagnie. These days shall forever enlighten the heart. Vive la, 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 vive la. Vive la, vive la compagnie, and drink to the health of the sailor at last. Vive la, let every old married man drink to his wife. Vive la compagnie, the joy of his
University of Illinois Varsity Men's Glee Club, and that in advance of their 125th anniversary concert, which is happening at the Krannert Center in Urbana this Saturday evening at 7:30. You heard them here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, and as soon as Barrington Coleman said, it probably needs no introduction other than the name, which it probably didn't even need to know that. I was thinking as soon as it started, probably every Glee Club that ever was has sung that. And it just seems like one of those kinds of things that I guess probably never goes out of style. Speaking of never going out of style, we would like to think is public radio, and specifically WILL and the things that we bring you every hour of every day, including, not that this comes every hour of every day, it only comes 1 hour of every weekday, including Live and Local. And we hope that you will consider on this last day of our spring pledge drive supporting it with your financial contributions. It's very important that we hear from as many people as possible so that we certainly have the dollars, but also that everyone here knows that you're out there cheering for WILL to make sure that it stays with us here in the coming fiscal year. And perhaps we can maybe even expand some of what we offer, which are, we've had all kinds of ideas of things we would like to do with the show, but we will need your financial help to ensure that we're able to do them. And we'll just leave that at that. But I will let you know that the phone number where you can call and make your pledge of support is 217-244-0025. You know, we use the term pledge, Heather, but we really are just asking for gifts. I mean, most people give with their credit card anymore, which is an outright gift, and it is the easiest way for us to do it. It's probably the easiest way for you to do it, or by things like payroll deduction, electronic funds transfer, and so on. So,
credit card.
It's beyond a pledge anymore. It's like it's committed, and I'm making that contribution right now.
Absolutely, it's a contribution. We're throwing around a lot of neat words here, a lot of things I picked up in the conversation here. Barrington mentioned that his Varsity Men's Glee Club were united by music, and that is what unites the members of WILL. It's the music. That's what it all comes down to. When it's all said and done, it's all about the music. And we are here today to invite you to become a member, to be united with us in this public radio cause we're making today to support the music that we bring you every day. If you have listened and you have never made a contribution, we encourage you to do that today on this final day of our drive, 217-244-0025. Make a contribution of $52. Maybe you catch Live and Local once a week, maybe a couple of times a week. For that dollar a week, you get all of that and 24-hour-a-day music 7 days a week. I think that's a great bargain, a fine tradition. Now, we don't have 125 years behind us. We have 90, though, this year, and that's pretty impressive, too, for a little public radio. I'm proud to be a part of that tradition. I'm bonded to WILL through music and my love of music. If you feel the same way, I encourage you to today make that call. $40, $52, $75. If it's within your means, we'll take a $1,000 pledge. Do it today, 217-244-0025. Become a member. Unite with us in the love of music. Do it today.
217-244-0025 or willpledge.org is our web address. You can make your contribution directly that way as well. And want to introduce to you next one of the members of the Varsity Men's Glee Club, who is Ian Posdahl. And did I understand Mr. Coleman said you're the president of the organization this
year? That's correct.
What does that mean?
It means a lot of things, to be totally honest. I'm, you know, trying to tread water in a typhoon right now with all the things we've got, you know, prepping up for this week. But I more or less act as the representative for the Glee Club when communicating with people we want to, you know, perform concerts with. We recently did a church tour to local churches in the area to raise funds for the Wesley Food Pantry. We raised several hundred dollars. I acted as the representative when talking to the different churches and when talking to the food pantry representative, Donna Camp. And then, too, when there's things that I don't have the ability to personally interact with, I delegate out to my officers who have been such a great help in preparing for this 125th anniversary. I really could not have done it without, you know, some of my right-hand men.
And how many guys are in the Glee Club?
There are 45 this year, which is up from last year.
And what year are you in school right now?
This is my last year. I will be graduating in like 2.5 weeks or something now.
So this is a milestone for you. Does this mean this is your last concert with the Glee Club or not necessarily?
Well, it is and it isn't. It's the last official concert that we do, but we always have a presence at the commencement ceremony. Varsity Men's Glee Club performs with Women's Glee and Black Chorus at the campus-wide graduation for LAS and College of Engineering. And this year we'll also be doing the commencement for the School of Music as a special recognition for our 125th anniversary.
Sure. So even if you're graduating, you get to get back up on stage and sing with the group.
Yeah.
And if you don't get to, you'll make sure that it happens anyway. As president, you can do that.
Right? I'll walk my way right on. Executive order.
Yeah. Have you been in the Glee Club all 4 years?
I have.
What made you decide to join it?
Well, I didn't actually run into Varsity Men's Glee Club on Quad Day. I ran into the other guys, and they told me about the Varsity Men's Glee Club. I went and I learned a little bit more about them, and so I tried out for the School of Music, and I got into the Glee Club. And you know, I knew nothing of the history at that point. I was, you know, it was just another choir that, you know, it could have been any other. I wouldn't have known the difference. And then the first, you know, the first day, the first song that we sang was "Behold Man." And it wouldn't mean anything for me to tell you the, you know, chords that we sang, but just as soon as the sound came out from all of the, you know, returning members around me, and it was just, they knew all of this music already, and the sound that just resonated, and it just hit me right in the heart, and I was like, I am where I want to be. This is wonderful. This is great music here. And I'm glad I stuck with it because I'm part of, you know, an absolutely enormous tradition, and the sound is, you know, great.
Well, there's nothing like the sound of a male chorus, unaccompanied male chorus. There's just nothing like it at all.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Anywhere.
Yeah. It just hits right here in the heart, and it just resonates. It's wonderful. Yeah.
So since you got to, since you first encountered the Glee Club through the other guys, which is that octet that mm-hmm. comes out of the Glee Club, and it's been almost as long a tradition, I guess, as the Glee Club, or maybe not.
They were founded like I'm going to get the number wrong, and so someone's going to yell at me later, but it's like 69 or something like that.
Oh, so they, nowhere near as long a tradition.
They're like on 40-something years now or something.
They're not even as old as I am, you know, for that matter.
But we're not going to count years.
No, we don't have to do that. So have you joined the other guys?
I did not. I chose to just stick around just because of time commitments with other things I was doing. But what they managed to do is pretty incredible. With they have practice. We practice twice a week, every Tuesday and Thursday. They practice 5 days a week. I wouldn't have the time for that. How do I have the time to do all the stuff I do now?
Well,
that's a good question.
I can't answer that. I can't answer that. That's something that amazes me about students at all. I'm trying to remember back to my student days how I managed to do the relatively little that I did. But people like you who take time to be president of an organization that is as active as this one is. Mm-hmm. So I assume on the concert, the other guys will perform a segment?
Yes, they will. Yes.
And the alumni will get up on stage and join?
We will have a lot of alumni interactivity.
I believe there's the pre-registration cutoff on April 15th, and at that point we had 150 alumni exactly registered.
Wow.
So that's going to be 195 members of Varsity Men's Glee Club on stage for the concert at least.
And there counting.
I know there will be people who will show up, you know, on the day of and want to participate, and so that's going to be over 200 guys. That's going to be a sound that you will not. Where would you even find that anywhere else?
Yeah, and in the Great Hall at the Krannert Center, that's going to be one impact. To use a word I hate, impactful. Although in this case, it's actually appropriate. Impactful
it's relevant.
Sound.
It's relevant.
It will hit you not only in the chest but everywhere else probably. Yes. In the best possible way. And I assume that whatever songs they'll be doing are things that they will have known. Or I think I saw on the website you sent out, you made the music available.
That is correct, yes.
Because for people to learn.
Of course, we have members, as I suggested earlier, who are coming back from 1940s and 50s. And although I'm constantly blown away, Kevin, by how prepared these gentlemen are, no matter what circa. You know, they show up, they're well pre-rehearsed, they've listened to the recordings. But in this particular instance, we wanted to ensure that everyone had access to everything. So we made PDFs, we put them out long ago. And over the next several days, as we get into the weekend, we'll have mass choral rehearsals so that everyone can get reacquainted with one another and in terms of the camaraderie, but also sort of hover around this music again. It'll be a mix of our sacred and secular traditions. So it's going to be magnificent.
So once you're a member of the Varsity Men's Glee Club, you don't have to re-audition.
There we are, once a member,
to come back
always
a
member.
Brothers in song, sing on.
That's right.
Yeah, is that a line from the Glee Club?
Is
that
it? It is. Yes, it's the end of, now I'm going to forget the name, of course.
Brothers sing on. Brothers Edward sing on. Grieg.
Mm-hmm. Greek's music.
That is correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it should be a fabulous concert. It sounds like it'll just be wonderful. And you usually do your spring concert on Mom's Day weekend, don't you?
Well, no? We usually have an appearance on the Women's Glee
That's
Club
what
program,
it is. That's
which
what
takes
it is.
Place during that okay. Mom's Day weekend. And this particular season, there was so much that we were putting together for our anniversary. Both myself and Dr. Andrea Solia, who is president conductor of Women's Glee, decided, I think it's probably best that our audience wait for the explosion that will take
place.
Sure,
that sounds like a good strategy. The 125th anniversary concert of the University of Illinois Varsity Men's Glee Club, conducted by Barrington Coleman, and including in its ranks their president, Ian Posdall, both of them my guests here on Live and Local. The concert will be Saturday night at 7:30 in the Fullinger Great Hall, the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts at the University of Illinois, something I don't think you want to miss.
Serve God till I die. Hypocrite, hypocrite, tell you what he do. I'm gonna serve God till I die. He'll talk about me, and he'll talk about you.
Talk about you.
I'm gonna serve God till I die. Little lamb, little lamb, little innocent. I'm gonna serve God till I die. Little lamb, little lamb, little innocent.
Innocent lamb.
I'm gonna serve God till I die. Devil, he's got a slippery shoe.
I'm gonna serve God till I die. Now if you don't mind, he's gonna slip it on you, slip it on you. I'm gonna serve God till I die. So you're not dying, so you're not dying in that heavenly land, in that heavenly land, in that heavenly land.
The Uvai Varsity Men's Glee Club, Little Innocent Lamb is the name of that, heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Support for our show today comes from Trent Shepard in recognition of the Artists Against AIDS art show featuring over 200 artists, April 26th through the 29th, at the McKinley Fitness Center, 500 West Church Street in Champaign. More information is available at artistsagainstaids.com. Tonight at 7 o'clock on the Evening Concert, it's the New York Philharmonic this week. Music director Alan Gilbert will conduct a program that includes Haydn's 88th Symphony, Ravel's Mother Goose Suite, and La Valse, and six songs by Schubert featuring mezzo-soprano Anna-Sophie von Otter. It's the New York Philharmonic at 7 o'clock on the Evening Concert tonight at on FM 90.9. Reminder that we need your contributions during this last day of our spring pledge period in support of all of our programs here at FM 90.9 and also especially in support of Live and Local. Make your contribution now by calling 217-244-0025 or by going online at willpledge.org. Heather Miller just popped by and have we got some pledges?
Yes, we do. We've got a web pledge in so far. And I know that you all are on your lunch hour, but put down your salad, drop that soup spoon, pick up that cell phone, and give us a call, 217-244-9455. Make a $120 gift. That's just $10 a month. I do mine through payroll deduction. It's really easy. EFT is another great way. You write your first check, you fill out the form, and you're done. But you have made a big difference in WILL's radio service here, public radio in your hometown, 217-244-0025. Give us a call.
I'm sure people were just mesmerized by the sound of the Glee Club and couldn't do anything else at that moment. But now you are free to go to the telephone, or go to the computer, make your contribution. We have a goal of at least five contributions during this hour. There are 26 minutes now left in the hour. Make your call now, 217-244-0025, or go online to willpledge.org. Stay tuned for my conversation with singer-songwriter Jeffrey Folcalt, who will be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount on Friday night. That was the title track from the song called, from the album called Horse Latitudes, which is the new CD from singer-songwriter Jeffrey Folcalt, originally from Wisconsin, currently living in western Massachusetts, and he is going to be performing at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount, Illinois. Haven't done anything for a folks performing at that location for a while, but they often have some really cool shows. And I was out there to one of them, and it's a great place to see a performance, nice and intimate, and also nice acoustic space as well. Plus, you can taste wine. In any event, Jeffrey Foucault, my guest here on Live and Local. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
I almost slipped into saying your name in the French way, but I understand that got changed somewhere along the line.
It did, yeah. Although the French still say it that way, and you know, if you're playing in Paris, it's probably just as well to let them say it.
Do you ever play in Paris?
I do, yeah.
And do you change your pronunciation when you go there?
Insofar as I say much of anything, my wife speaks French pretty well, and so sometimes, you know, I'll have her coach me on some little bit that I can introduce the show with, you know, say I'm pleased to be here, thanks for having me, and then make some joke about the fact that I have a French name and can't speak French to save my life. And, you know, I mean, just to, as a gesture, it goes some distance, I guess, toward not just speaking at them in English, you know.
And you've been on the road for a decade or so now. Has that included a lot of the time doing international travel, or are you mostly a stateside traveler?
It's been a mixture of both for most of my career. And, I started out playing in the Midwest and traveling around. I would go, like, wherever anybody would book me. You know, my first record came out and it was an independent thing. And, you know, so I'm sending out all these blind emails, booking myself, making phone calls, cold calling people. Yeah, I'd play, like, Girl Scout camps and, you know, kind of the weird gigs, church basements and, you know, little bars and stuff where you play for 4 hours and they give you $100. And that's all a good experience, and it was cool. And then by the time I was, like, you know, probably by about 2003, I think, was the first time I went overseas. And, I tour there maybe once or twice a year, every year. And I played in all the British Isles and France and Switzerland, the Low Countries, you know, Holland, Belgium. And I've toured in Italy. That was super fun. And, you kind of get around a little bit. It's one of the more delightful aspects of the job, actually.
Well, you gave us a little bit of a notion of what it does take to get started in this business, and it makes it easier, I guess, if you are just a guy with a guitar as opposed to a guy with a guitar and a big band who has to be hauled around. But was it a really exciting thing for you when you got the first return phone call where, you know, initially you're booking yourself, and then first time somebody says, hey, I heard that you do this thing, would you like to come play with us? Or maybe even better yet, you were here once, would you like to come back?
Yeah, that's really that last part is sort of how it's supposed to work. And the best thing you can do is to make friends with people who do this for a living and get them to take you out and let you open in towns where they have something going. You know, so if you can afford to go out, when I first started, you know, I think my rent was real low and I didn't have to make that much money. And so if I could just go out and, you know, most of the time when you're opening, you might get paid handsomely if it's a big show. But if it's, you know, a normal show, you the standard deal for an opener, you play half an hour, they give you $50, and then you get to sell your records. And then, but the next time you go back, you can say to the club owner, I was here in April, and we played for 150 people, and I sold this many records, and, you know, could I come back and either be on a split bill with somebody or headline myself. That's how it works for everybody. And it is. It's a real pleasure when suddenly you start to get to go back to places.
Is that one of the ways in which club owners will decide whether to answer you yes or no, that you sold X number of your own records when you opened for somebody else?
Yeah, and they'll remember. I mean, you know, generally speaking, the club owner's going to remember the show. And, you know, if you played well and impressed people, then they'll remember that too. And they'll be excited to have you back. And then, you know, ideally a few more people come every time you play there, and then you sew up a nice solid town. And you can keep going back once or twice a year for and make it a part of your normal circuit.
How do you go about doing what you said a moment ago, which is to make friends with the people who at that point are bigger names than you?
I don't know. You
Well, how did you do it?
When I finished college at the University of Wisconsin, I moved around a little bit, and I spent some time in California, and then I came back, and I was living in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. There's a little club there called the Cafe Carp. And the people who were on the circuit that I was interested in, they all played there. So the owner had taken a shine to me, and I was good friends with their family. I was homeschooling their son.
Wow.
And so for free, they would give me free beer. That was how I got paid. And I would go down, and he'd put me on the bill. Greg Brown's coming to town, or Chris Smither, or whoever, I guess. You know, like my friend Peter Mulvey, I met him opening there at the Carp. And then, you know, once you've gotten to open, in the case of Peter, for example, who has become one of my best friends, you know, I met him 12 or 13 years ago, and I opened for him, and then we played guitars. After the show, we closed turned the open sign around, and you sit around and have a drink and have a sort of a guitar pull for a couple hours, or maybe even until 3 or 4 in the morning frequently. And we became buddies, and he said, hey, you know, you should really make a record. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. So I made a record. And then he gave it to his management, and his management, there was somebody working there who was their publicist, and we started sort of working together, and she became my manager. And once you have a manager, it helps you with everything else, you know, getting a booking agent and getting a label to print your records, and finding a lawyer to read the contracts and all that stuff. You know, one thing leads to the next, ideally.
And you and Peter Mulvey actually end up making a record together.
We did, yeah. We went over to England on a triple bill with Chris Delmhorst, and decided that we would make a record. We had done a lot of just, like I said, playing after the show, sitting in hotel rooms, playing guitars and trading songs. Not our own songs, but other people's songs for fun, you know, sort of conversationally, like a session. And we wanted to go back over and tour Europe again in something along the lines of that format. And so we cut a little record called Redbird. And then we went back over the next year, and we played, I think, 2 weeks in England and 2 weeks in Ireland. And, you know, had a grand old time. And then every once in a while, basically about once or twice a year, we all play together, do this thing called Redbird, and just essentially sit up on stage and trade songs.
And was it before or after that occasion that you became married to Chris Delmhorst?
It was a direct result of that first tour. We had met very briefly at a festival in Colorado, and I'm sure we made no impression on each other. And then we met up in the airport, flying over to London to begin that tour. And you know, I think we were married about a year later.
Nice when things happen like that. So you opened for somebody, and you could get married, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to, you know, sort of tease it all out, all the strands of it, Peter Mulvey is directly responsible for my marriage and my career. I mean, I would never admit that to him if he was, like, here, but he probably is. It's all his fault.
So he's a very important fellow to Jeffrey Foucault. Let's hear something from your latest CD again. This is in contrast to the tune we opened with, which was the title track, Horse Latitudes, which is a little more of a, I'd say, a country-sounding song, compared to this one called Heart to the Husk, which is a wonderful title. I don't have the lyrics in front of me. Would you talk a little bit about that song, the text of it?
Yeah, I wrote that. I'm trying to remember. I know what I was writing about, but I don't recall when exactly that tune came together. I think I'd rented a little cabin, like a one-room shack with a wood-burning stove and a lofted bed and a hot plate out in the woods out here in the wintertime, and I had a couple of days to just be in there and write. And that's that's, I think, when that song got put to music, and when it ended up in a notebook, I don't really know, but I was writing about when I left the Midwest, and I went through and burned a bunch of old letters and notebooks and correspondence and pictures and things that I felt like were sort of weighing me down. And that's it. It's very simple language, I think, you know, and it's a song that ends with a question, and that, you know, sort of the whole song turns on the question.
Well, let's give a listen. It's Heart to the Husk by Jeffrey Foucault. He's a singer and songwriter, and he will be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount for a show on Friday night that starts at 8 o'clock. Andy Friedman opens for him. Speaking of progress in your career, and we might hear about him in a few moments, but you're hearing him here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That was Jeffrey Foucault. The song is called Heart to the Husk from his CD called Horse Latitudes, just out last year, and he's going to be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount on Friday night for an 8 o'clock show. More in our from our conversation in just a moment. I want to remind you, though, it's our Spring Pledge period. In fact, it's the last day of our Spring Pledge period here at WYLL. It's your last chance to contribute your support for Live and Local here on this station during this drive. 217-244-0025 is the number to call. We want to be able to be sure to give you the rest of that interview and another song by Jeffrey. So if you'd make your contribution right now, you'll save us a little breath later on. We were working on a total of 5 calls for this hour. We also have a special offer that Heather Milley is going to tell you about.
Yes, we have a reward when you make your pledge by calling 217-244-0025. Make a pledge or call in if you've already pledged. Thank you, first off. And know that your name will be entered in a drawing that we're having today. We're going to give away a Nano, a fully loaded Nano preset with WILL 90.9. You can clip it and go. And it has a pedometer, so if you're out marching or walking or exercising or whatever, the Nano and the music goes with you. And all we need is your phone call to get your name in this drawing. So give us a call, 217-244-0025. While a pledge is not required, we do hope that you will take this opportunity to support Live and Local on WILL-FM, your local public radio station. A show that introduces you to artists in the area. Just yesterday, we had a dancing flute, and today we've had the head of the U of I Men's Glee Club, and now a folk singer. I mean, the diversity of music on this show is second to none. It's wonderful. And what makes it so great is that it's all about music here in Central Illinois that you have access to. And now you've had kind of a little warm-up to whet your appetite for great music here in Central Illinois. You get that when you tune in to Live and Local each day on your noon hour, and you can support that with your pledge. 217-244-0025. It's easy to do. Make a $52 pledge, just a dollar a week, and you can pay for it on your Visa, your MasterCard, your American Express, or Discover. If you're an employee of the University of Illinois, you can use payroll deduction to make your pledge. EFT is my new favorite way to encourage you to support Live and Local. You write your first month's payment, say $10, and then you fill in the form and you're done. And I just want to say that there are two people that have called in to pledge their support for Live and Local. So their names are in this drawing. Yours can be too, but not if you don't make that call. 217-244-0025.
And Heather, I want to add my thanks to those folks. So just two on the hour?
Two so far, but Kevin, right. I know that there are people out there going, a nano? I want a nano. Of course I'll make my pledge. It's the last day of their drive. Of course I'll join in. Support great music in Central Illinois? You bet I will. And support WILL, the station that
brings
it.
Well, nano is nice. Nano is nice, but yes. We're talking about Live and Local here. We're talking about a show that is providing incredible service to
artists,
to listeners, to audience members, and it can only stay here with your support.
That's absolutely correct.
And so just ask you to call right now. Make your call, 217-244-0025. I cannot believe that five pledges in 4 days is all the support we have in Central Illinois.
Well, I don't truly believe that. I believe that maybe someone has pledged earlier, but also listen to this. I get emails, I get calls and comments that people love this show, and I want to hear from you today on this final day. 217-244-0025.
Tell you what, Heather, I will put the rest of our conversation with Jeffrey Foucault up on our website. We won't have time to get the rest of the chat in, but we do have time to include the last song that we talked about in that conversation, which is also, in fact, the last song on his CD called Horse Latitudes. And Jeffrey will be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount in our listening area on Friday night for a show at 8 o'clock. It actually opens with another singer and guitarist, Andy Friedman. But here's Jeffrey Foucault. The song is called Tea and Tobacco. It's Jeffrey Foucault here on Live. Jeffrey Foucault on Live and Local is called Tea and Tobacco from his CD Horse Latitudes, which is the most recent of his CDs. He has got numerous of them from since 2000. He'll be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount on Friday night at 8 o'clock. And as I said, I'll put up the rest of that interview on our website. You can always check out archives of our show at will.illinois.edu. You can make your contribution to support us at willpledge.org. We have support also from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Dealer, Rug Gallery of Bloomington, an authorized Karistan Broadloom and Rug Dealer at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's east side. And we have a support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. This is 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois.